Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. It's been a big week for advocates of same-sex marriage in the state. First, federal judge Timothy Black issued a ruling that Ohio must recognize same-sex marriages performed in other states. And then Attorney General Mike DeWine approved new language for a petition to overturn Ohio's ban on gay marriage. Ian James is with the group Freedom Ohio, who's behind that effort. He says the judge's decision this week adds momentum to legalizing same-sex marriage.
It keeps the conversation alive. I think you just saw U.S. Senator Portman is readdressing the issue of marriage equality. And what the senator is saying is, yes, the court will likely make a decision on this, but in his estimation, voters should make the decision. And he feels, from what I've been reading, that it stands to be more warmly received if the voters decide this than having a judicial fiat say, this is the way it shall be. And, you know, there is a lot of thinking that that is the right way to go. Look at these other very divisive social issues, you know, from abortion to marriage equality. When the court decides these issues, it does, you know, it does boil some blood. When voters decide it, it boils blood, but you at least have that public conversation and stay. So what we're seeing with the judge's decision is a greater conversation is occurring that brings about greater understanding about what LGBT families face on a daily basis and the inequality that exists with marriage discrimination.
Now, your group has been at odds with some other supporters and advocates of gay marriage who do not want a ballot issue on same-sex marriage. Are you concerned that pushing this would actually hamper the efforts of legalizing gay marriage?
No, not at all, because this has it actually has the effect of creating public support so that when the court does view these issues, it does have an impact on the judicial rulings. Plus, no one knows what the Supreme Court's going to rule. I mean, anybody that tells you that this is exactly how they're going to rule, tell me what the lottery numbers are going to be tomorrow, because you've got a power that no one else has. So the reality here is, you know, if the Supreme Court rules and says, hey, you know what, it's equality for everybody. Everybody's going to be treated equally. Everybody has the right to marry. Then our work on this is done. However, if the Supreme Court says, all those states that have marriage equality, you've got marriage equality. The rest of you have to have some vote of the people. Then you can't have that vote of the people unless you're prepared. And that's what we're doing.
I want to ask you about this focus on marriage. There is a lot of other discrimination that affects gay communities. What's the reason behind that? Why marriage in such a focus?
Well, 2 years ago, Freedom Ohio actually said, you know, we're going to focus on marriage while other organizations focused on bullying, non-discrimination laws, and what have you. And we said, you know what, we support your actions. And we chose to move forward with marriage. Since that time, I think you'll see that the winds really are at the back of marriage equality. But that said, there are still in Ohio some 70% of the Ohio voters really do support equal housing and employment. And I think it's something like 85% or so of Ohio voters actually think that that's already the law. It's not. So, you know, Freedom Ohio is actually, with this new petition on marriage, is also going to circulate a petition for Equal Housing and Employment Act, which is a bill that's been languishing in the legislature for several years. Its time has come. We're going to take it to the voters and allow the voters to have this conversation. So you're right. You know, there's been a focus on marriage, but that doesn't mean there shouldn't be a focus on other important social justice issues, and Freedom Ohio is taking a lead on that as well.
I'm wondering if you can put Ohio in sort of a larger context of where Ohio is compared to maybe other states that have legalized same-sex marriage.
Sure. Yeah, the concept of marriage equality, we still have a way to go to convince people, and so we're about equally split right now. But then when it gets into the specifics, do you agree that two people should have the freedom to marry and that religious houses of worship should have the freedom to refuse to perform a marriage? Then you find that 56% of Ohio voters support that. So I think that Ohio is at a tipping point. Ohio is certainly a battleground state, And the reason it is a battleground state, it's a very purple state. It's not red. It's not blue. It's very much right in the middle. And, you know, as that old saying goes, as goes Ohio, so goes the nation. You know, I think that with Ohio winning marriage equality, you will see other states stand up and say, we want this as well.
That's Ian James with the group Freedom Ohio. You're listening to Politics Ohio on WYSO. I'm Emily McCord.